When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I was rich. All right, folks, once a week, we come together as a group, as a congregation, to complain about things. It's one of my favorite things to do. I'm a professional complainer. And once a week, you get an opportunity also. Landini, did we get any of these voicemails for Bleep You this week? Maybe we check that. I don't know if we can. Jeff giving me very explicit directions in the Google Doc. I appreciate that, Jeff. To kick things off on a Bleep You Thursday is our guy, Drew. What up, Drew? Who you mad at?
Hey, JP. I got one for you. F-U-E-A-G-L-E-S.
I like that one.
I like that.
I believe we can beat these guys. And all the, you know, everyone's talking like this is a done deal. We've lost this game and on to Atlanta. I got a good feeling about this week. So, Bleep You Eagles.
I like that one a lot. I don't understand.
And all the politicians that can't get their head out of there, you know, bleep them too.
I share that bleep, Drew. You and I are on the same wavelength today. I think it's just crazy that people are like, oh, let's just focus on Atlanta. Like, there's a game this weekend, man, and crazy stuff happens. Dude, on the All Ears show last night, I do a mailbag. And I kind of think this was Heather McDonough trolling me, frankly, to pick this one. One of the submitted questions was, do you think we should bench Jaden Daniels against the Cowboys in Week 18 to focus on the playoff game? And I was just like, are you out of your mind? It's a rookie quarterback. They already lost to them. And why are you worried about benching somebody Week 18 when it's Week 16 and you got a division opponent? Like, The microwave society we live in, and everybody's in this giant hurry to figure out the next thing before dealing with the current thing. Gugh.
No, I agree.
Let's go to Andy in Sterling. Andy, who you mad at?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, what I wanted to say, from everything I've read, that spending bill that was put before Congress and was all signed, sealed, and delivered, that would have given the commanders those rights in D.C. to build their new, anybody who voted for the Donald Trump, if this bill
no, we're not going to do all that. This is not political. I went on a heavy rant this morning. I didn't make it about any specific politicians, because the truth of the matter is the Maryland senators probably had as much to do with holding this thing up as those guys did, because I know for a fact that you could have gotten this into, they wanted to get it into an FAA bill in November. That would not have been nearly as contentious as trying to jam through a $8 trillion budget at the end of the year. All the politicians are a problem. All of them. Just build the stadium. End quarterback coddling and build the damn stadium. That's my political platform.
I'd vote for you.
Thanks, buddy. We're going to try, and I can only imagine Bleep You Thursday over the next 4 years, but we're going to try to not do politics on the show. No names, anyway. Steve is in Fairfax. Stevie, who you mad at?
Unfortunately, I'm mad at the federal government, just like the other caller just called in. I'm not going to name any names, but We are literally at the goal line, and this thing is getting stopped right at the last second. I know there's still a chance. I don't know if it's 50-50. I don't know what the percentages are, but the fact that it's literally at the goal line and all these stop, now there's a big just stop on everything, is just so frustrating. I want RFK back. I want it so bad. They deserve to be there. And correct me if I'm wrong, the land is being given back to Washington from the federal government. So I don't get why this is even a factor in this whole thing, because again, it's being given to it to them to use it however they want to use it for the DC economy. So again, correct me if I'm wrong,
99
no money
lease,
is being exchanged.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no money.
Why would this, why is this even a thing? I mean, I get so, it, it's the politics
so we
and
know,
all that.
The best of my understanding is that this bill is either getting killed or has been killed because there's a billion other things. Like, RFK is very, very far from the crux of the issue here. It's just for us the thing that we care about most, if that makes sense. Like, what they're mad about is all sorts of other stuff, not RFK. And one thing that was pretty interesting, I just read this, and forgive me, I don't know where I read this from. Mayor Bowser did a press conference this morning with Ted Leonsis, and after the press conference, eventually she got asked a bunch of questions, and she said that she has reached out to Donald Trump to make sure it makes sense, that to make sure they understand what the RFK bill is and isn't, and that they're not asking for federal money. So like, they're trying to make this thing clear. And I have heard that, like, there's some thought that they can get this done in the next Congress or whatever. It just delays the process, and I know that drives people crazy too. It's incredibly annoying, all of this, and we just want a stadium, dude. Like, yeah. You just want a freaking
100%
stadium.
100%.
Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. Sean, who you mad at, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call, guys. This is a sports talk radio station, right? I didn't want to be calling into like CNN or Fox. I just wanted to make sure.
Correct.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, so, I get it, though.
Say again.
Bleep you to refs.
Did he get cut off? Did we get cut off? Anybody? Landfill, I am going to send Toby a bleep you on your behalf. Will you allow me to be your proxy, sir?
I'm sure, but the thing is, Toby and I, you know, we're a team, so I'm pretty skeptical of what
you're
about
right
to say here.
Well, Landfill, what if I told you Toby told me something that I think you'll find insulting?
All right, hit me with it.
Interesting.
Toby, Landfill, doesn't like snacks.
Yeah, bleep you,
okay,
Toby.
Hold on.
Yeah, I've had enough of him.
Hold on.
Yo, you just told Landfill.
I went and got
two bags of chips, a Cool Ranch and a regular Doritos. I said, hey, which one do you want? And he took the regular. I said, cool, I'll eat the Cool Ranch. I then eat the Cool Ranch. He's like, yeah, I don't really like Cool Ranch. I was like, all right. Then he starts to eat his bag of Doritos and has like four of them. And just kind of leaves them there. And I was like, I might eat these. He's like, yeah, go ahead. I don't really like snacks. Who doesn't like snacks?
Hold on. Bleep you to JP, number one.
How?
Because
all I'm doing is
I said,
the facts.
Let me say what I said. I said I'm not a snacker. I at no point did I say I do not like snacks. I will eat Doritos. And
what's
by the way,
difference?
If we're going to tell the story here, well, I don't. It means I don't eat snacks. There's a difference between not liking snacks.
That?
I don't snack. There's no problem with that. But I'm also eating my bag
hold
of Doritos,
pause,
and JP just takes it.
Yeah, that did happen. but Landfill, I'm not here for any sort of anti-snack conversation.
I'm not anti-snack
We're
at all.
Pro-snack.
I'm pro-snack. I just don't partake. There's nothing wrong with that.
Does that? That's inherently contradictory.
I'm giving you more Doritos. I had no problem giving you more Doritos.
I did get more Doritos.
I don't have any issue with snacks.
Landfill is the judge here, all right? Professor
yeah.
Landini,
he's clearly anti-snack.
Make a ruling.
He's clearly anti-snack. I've had enough of this nonsense.
Anti-snack tight.
I'm leaving more for you guys. By the way, while we're at it, bleep Jonathan Taylor for fumbling the ball at the one-yard line. I would have been in the fantasy football playoff semifinals. I'm not because of him.
I like that one. Very good. Bleep you to me for starting benching Jared Goff for Sam Darnold when Goff went for 50 and Darnold went for 11. Luckily, I snuck through. I do feel like I used all of my luck, my fantasy luck juice last week. Jeff, do you have any luck juice?
Nah, I'm giving all my luck juice to the Commanders for Sunday. I ain't giving my luck to nobody else.
Okay. Did you have a bleep you, sir?
Yes, I do have a bleep you. One, I'm bleeping everybody that's writing the Eagles game off, saying we're going to lose, so let's just focus on Atlanta. Bleep you to them. Then I got a very, very, very serious bleep you. I want to bleep the people that bring fruitcake to Christmas events. And I'm talking about the dry loaf fruitcake, because it's not the 60s no more. Nobody eats that. And
bro, are we sure there's actually good fruitcake?
JP, you know which one I'm talking about, though. Like, it's only one standard
fruitcake
that everyone hates.
Right. It sucks.
And for some reason, everyone always bring that one. And it always end up, because my mom, like, you know.
That just might be what fruitcake is. Like, I don't know if there is a good one.
Bro, but it can at least be moist. Like, it don't have, every fruitcake I done tried is dry. We need some moist fruitcakes out here.
So, just so we're clear. Jeff, you're looking for moist fruitcake in 2025.
Yes, moist fruitcake. Like, at least add some rum or something to it.
Landfill, if moist fruitcake isn't a drop for us in the coming days, I'll be very disappointed. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I've been at a party or an office thing, any sort of event where fruitcake has been served in, like, 10, 15 years.
JP, I have to say,
you physically saw a fruitcake.
So I wasn't trying to just point out a certain demographic, but all the aunties over 40, please don't bring no fruitcake to the house party, okay? Don't bring it to the Christmas gathering. Look, I'd rather you just pray for me, all right? No fruitcake.
But is that happening, or is this just like the new is a hot dog a sandwich? This is like the Christmas time is a hot dog a sandwich.
JP,
nobody's actually bringing fruitcake anymore, but we're all mad about it.
JP, maybe not to yours, but I didn't watch my aunt, some of my aunts bring fruitcake in the whole house.
This is a two Americas thing, Jeff? You're hitting me with it right now?
I don't know. It may be, JP, you're the 40 and 50-year-old aunt and uncle now, so maybe you're not bringing the
let's chill with the 50-year-old.
I'm just saying. But, like, my aunts that's, like, well over 40 and 50, like, they're, like, in their 60s, they bring those things, and, like, they also bring the walnuts and things. I just be like, yo, nobody eat that anymore. Like, the chocolate be gone, and it just be a bowl full of walnuts and Christmas nuts and a pound of fruitcake. Like, nah, man, some traditions got to stop, and I think that is one of them.
Okay, so Jeff's made it clear he wants more nuts and less dry fruitcake. Got it. Let's go. I mean, since things are getting weird, let's get all the way weird. Line two, Commandante Tequila. What's up, bud?
Commandante.
Hey, guys, how you guys been doing? Well, I got three bleep. I had two bleep. You know, I got three bleep views. One bleep view goes to my daddy, Jera. Jera, Christmas coming along. I ain't gonna see you next year. Well, bleep you to the Eagles. And you know what, Jeffrey? You need a good fruitcake. I got you one, buddy, with rum. All right? And bleep my fruitcake? Bleep you too, Jeff. Bye.
Goodbye, Commandante. Always a wild ride, but we appreciate you listening.
Quite the ride.
Now. Yeah. Now, Landfill, did you have any bleep use? Just anything you needed to get off your chest, sir?
No, I'm very happy, as always.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now, Toby, I don't know that you've ever been a part of Bleep You Thursday, but if there's anything you'd like to proclaim, feel free.
I'll say this. I respect every single time I'm on with you guys on a Thursday, if I'm on the feed, I respect you guys. But bleep the commenters, because I've gotten called Rice Cube. I've gotten called Ice Cubicle. I've gotten a lot of interesting things.
They called you Rice Cube.
I've got Toby Snackyow.
Is this in the chat?
Yes. The chat is fries me every time I'm on the stream.
They called you Rice Cube.
That's hilarious.
Rice Cube's a little racist, right?
I don't know, but it's funny.
I'm Filipino. Yeah, Manny Snackyow.
Manny Snackyow is really good.
Like, I respect it. I think it's hilarious, but bleep you guys.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to handle it. It's funny, but bleep you guys. let's let these phone lines go here. Los is in Severna Park. What up, Los?
Oh, bleep you to all the people. You guys heard this before. To the ones that say that we're just gonna have to worry about the Falcons. Those are the sorry A people that sell their tickets to Eagles fans, and they're not really Commanders fans. They're just using it to make a quick buck. So bleep you to them, and bleep you to my buddy Mike Jackson, because I'm about to play him again in the semifinals. I already swept him in the regular season, so this mofo really thinks that he can, you know, outplay me in fantasy. So, you know, bleep you to him. I'm going to bring that broomstick, the swoop the wet jet, you name it, Captain 5. Thank you.
Let him know, Captain 5. Love it. Let's get Landfill all hot and bothered. Charlie in College Park. Charlie, no politics, no names. Come on, man. Keep it clean.
I know, JP. I know. Look, I'm going to educate you guys. Jeff, have you ever heard of Claxton Fruitcakes?
Charlie, all fruitcake sucks. Next.
No. Claxton Fruitcakes made in Georgia are old. They're moist. They're delicious. Get that.
Old and moist. That's what we're going for, baby.
So go to Georgia to find the moist fruitcakes.
All right, this is moist, I guarantee it. Now,
and it's old.
I got to say, 3 weeks ago today, I put out a particularly nasty bleep you to Jeff. I felt so bad about that, even though he's a Cowboys fan, man. I got to apologize, Jeff. That was a nasty bleep you. If you ever grew up in Southeast, you know what Jones are, you would know what I was talking about. But I felt bad, I apologize. But I have to say, bleep you, Jeff, for calling everybody a dumbass. Dumbass.
Thank you, Charlie. Jeff, if you're looking for old, moist fruitcake, apparently head to Georgia. There's a midnight train, is my understanding. Lawrence is in D.C. What up, Larry?
Hey, it ain't Larry, J.P. Come on, man. But my man, appreciate you, brother. One, bleep you to Toby, for not caring where the stadium goes. It needs to go in D.C.
Yeah, bleep you, Toby.
For being greedy and want to have two football teams, what are they, Jersey? Like, no, we're not New York. We don't want our team 30 miles away. Three, bleep everybody who's just not realizing that we have a chance of beating Philly this weekend, man. Like, we were there at the last game, and now we have Lattimore in the game. Take that into account. But that's about it, man. And tell B-Mitch I said what's up.
Hey, B, he says what's up. Yo, that's a good call, Lawrence. I still might call you Larry, though. Finishing things off is our guy, Matt Stafford, calling from Los Angeles.
Bleep that song, Santa Baby. It sucks. It's over.
Strong way to finish right there. I appreciate you, Matt Stafford. Santa Baby, this song really sucks. When we come back, Peter Rosenberg from New York. Nobody go anywhere.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About to welcome Peter Rosenberg onto the program. Landville, at some point we got to talk about Toby's consumption habits. He's had like two sips of water in 3.5 hours. I'm worried about
that. No, that's a legit problem.
All right. Right now, though, we're going to talk to our friend Peter Rosenberg. We're going to New York. You have 100 jobs, Hot 97, Real Late, Cheap Heat, WANAP. You got a lot of them. And you just got a big one. It seems like a promotion, I would say. What up, man? How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate that assessment. I think it is that.
Well, dude, all right, so Peter does ESPN New York radio. He's the only dude up there that's wearing Redskins gear while he deals with all these Giants and Jets fans. And the show used to be called the Michael Kay Show. Now from 3 to 7 on ESPN New York, you can hear Don, Hahn, and Rosenberg. So your name's on the marquee, bro.
Yeah, no. Listen, it's a huge W for me. Like, when I realized Michael was leaving, it could have gone several ways, you know. And in this climate, knowing one of those could be without me having a job, when it turns out that it's you have a job and now your name's on the marquee, yeah, I think you pour yourself a little something this weekend and celebrate it.
Yeah, I think you do.
So the thank other you. Thing I will you, take it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I'm happy for you, especially with baby showing up soon.
That's right.
The other thing you probably pour something to and sit down and try to enjoy is Commanders-Eagles. Obviously, the Eagles are red hot, probably playing like the best team in football right now. They've won 10 in a row. Two of their wins in the last month are over the Ravens and the Steelers, and they kind of bullied them. How are you feeling with the rematch of this NFC East division game coming up?
I don't want to be that guy, but before we move forward to the Eagles, can we look back for a moment?
Sure.
So just quickly, my baby shower was Sunday. Remember I told you that?
Yes.
All I wanted in my life was to be a good husband. So the baby shower started at 3. All I wanted was by like 3:15, 3:30. The game to be in hand enough where I could like actually be a good husband and turn off the iPad. That's all I wanted. They couldn't give me that. They would not. Not only would they not give me that, they made it so at 4:20, I had to have my wife come sit next to me for the 2-point conversion because I'm like, I need you, babe. Like, you got to stop what you're doing. We need it. And I had to try to explain to her in 3 seconds because obviously she had not been paying attention. I'm like, Natalie, if they score here, we lose. If they don't, we win. I need you. I cannot believe they put us through that. And the Cliff Kingsbury second half play calling is a whole separate conversation. For the Eagles, listen, this is one of those games you go into with zero expectation. And then you hope, like, did they pull off like the Thursday night game against the Eagles last year or the Cincinnati game this year? Like, is this to me is a better spot for us than maybe even the last Eagle game, where I think a lot of us went into it thinking we would win. I kind of like going in this spot where it feels like expectations are very low.
Well, and you said you feel like you're going in a better spot. Is that just because of those expectations? Because, I mean, you look at the offense, and they're kind of banged up, and you look at Philly, and they've been rolling. But I think you're right. Like, a lot of fans, for some reason, have moved on to Atlanta, which I don't agree with that. But it seems like going into this game, it's kind of, like you said, you're playing with house money. If you win this game, great. If you lose the game, you're still in control, but you go in with a little less expectation.
That's it. That's all I'm seeing it as. I mean, you can't really feel great about playing this Eagles team who is this good right now. Although, let's be honest, guys, I truly feel when the playoffs come, this Eagles team is not going to be as good as they have been the last 6 weeks or 8 weeks, depending on how you look at it. But yeah, it's mostly an expectations thing. I really think my expectations for this team are down because, frankly, guys, once it seems like we get through the first couple of drives, like once the script ends, it seems like offensively we don't know where to go. So my hopes are sort of down, and I'm hoping that some magic happens this Sunday. And also it'll be interesting to see what the stadium feels like. You know, like this is the Eagles can, of course, we know what that stadium can be like with Eagles fans. Are you guys getting the sense that, like, are people still turned up right now? Or, like, has there been a crash back down to earth maybe post that Cowboys loss at home that this won't feel like such a modern-day Commanders game this Sunday?
It's a good question, dude. Are you coming this weekend?
Hell no. No, I'm here. Okay. I've done my two in person. I'm 0-2. It's time to move on.
Okay. Bonnie Finley will be there this weekend. She might be able to will a win.
Wow. Well, see, you know what? Now you're tempting me.
Now I think people are still pretty locked in. I think there's still a lot of excitement. Obviously, 14-0 against the Saints. If that thing just finishes 24-14, I think there's a lot more excitement than kind of how it did end up finishing.
Yeah.
I think there'll still be plenty of green. There always is. The ticket prices are higher. I mean, you can go to SeatGeek or whatever, and you can find tickets that don't seem astronomical, but you're paying above face. I think it'll be a very good crowd. But, Peter, I wanted to read something to you that I think you're going to find really interesting. This is Kingsbury spoke to the media earlier today, and he was asked about the rematch with the Eagles. And Cliff said, "The first time we played them on a short week, I had way too much in, and I felt like we played tentative. I didn't call a very good game. Now, to have the full week process, try to make the proper adjustments, and see how far we've come since then." Do you like that level of accountability from Cliff?
Sure. I mean, he didn't call a good game. I mean, that we remember that well. I mean, I remember speaking to you guys the next day, right before the Tyson fight. That's a game where, had he called a good game, we would have been up big early. We had every way. That game should have been put away in the first half, and of course, instead, we never really added anything and set ourselves up to fail. And then, of course, we could argue about the play calling in the second half too, and deciding whether to go or kick a field goal. But yeah, no, I appreciate it. The one thing I didn't love is, you know, let's see how far we've come. I mean, evidence suggests that this offense is worse now than where we were going into the Eagles game.
I mean, you saw defensively, maybe you weren't as dialed in, like you were saying, with preoccupied with some stuff going on, but Marshon Lattimore had a heck of a debut, not targeted once. How much do you think he improves the defense? Obviously, he's going to be a nice addition, but is it something where you can depend on this defense to now go win you a playoff game? Obviously, they're going to have some difficult competition, whoever they meet in the wild card round. Like, is it something where you feel like he can improve them that much, or is it something where they slightly improve, but it's still not a great unit overall?
It's such a great point because, honestly, how could any of us realistically say we know? I mean, he looked good. He looked really good in his first game. It was great to finally get him on the field. I mean, let's be honest, guys. We were getting about one start away from this move that we all lauded at the deadline.
Yeah.
Doesn't play out as great if the guy never gets on the field. So we cut it dangerously close. It's actually what makes the next few weeks fascinating, not just because you're trying to make the playoffs, but I believe we will make the playoffs. And so what these last four games about That's enough time, guys, for a defense to change yet again. Like, we over the final four games could be a different feeling defense going into the playoffs. So I'm not going to lie to you and say that I know the answer to that, because I don't. I will say this. They may have not been targeting Lattimore in the fourth quarter, but they still found a way to pick up yards in chunks with a guy named Spencer Rattler. So that still concerns me.
Well, dude, I'm guessing you've seen it, knowing you, but also seems like you might get John Allen back. I don't know if that's this week or just in the coming weeks, but most teams are losing players, and if they're able to add Lattimore and Allen, that's a pretty big boost, you know, if there is a playoff run.
Now, here's the question, 100%, by the way. I think that's a huge thing. What an underrated piece of the storyline that has been, because at the time we lost John Allen, so many other things were working well that it's like no one made that big a deal about it. Like, anytime you lose probably the most talented person on your defense, that's a problem. So it is great news. But I'm just – do you go into this game, is there any part of you that would rather lose to the Eagles on account of the idea that it's really hard to beat a team three times and they could still play them in the first round?
No, man. I think Quinn is being very serious and sincere and talking to these guys kind of on and off record. They're not getting into the game of, like, seeding or looking ahead to Atlanta, because a lot of folks here are like, oh, don't even try against the Eagles. Get ready for Atlanta. And I just think all of that is such loser talk. And, dude, they had a fourth-quarter lead when they played these guys 5 weeks ago. Like, you know, sure, a lot has transpired, but I don't agree with that premise.
Wait, hold on. Those are two different premises, though. I'm talking straight up karmically. Like, no, from an actual thought standpoint, 100%, we could have beaten this team. I refuse to believe that there's not a chance we can win this weekend. Absolutely, you can win at home this weekend. In my head, though, I go, if we beat them now, are we beating them again in a month, or do I like the prospect? Because I know Dan Quinn's job is not to think about it, but when I look at the top of this conference, I think there's a good chance we end up playing this team.
I'm curious, Peter.
I think Philly gets the one seed. Dude.
Well, I'm curious, what are your thoughts, like, from your side on that? If they win this matchup, does it suddenly not go from, like, a toss-up? Because either way, to me, if they were to face Philly in the playoffs, you're going on the road, they're going to be favored, but I would still like their chances. I'm not giving them a great chance, but I would still feel it's more toss-up than guaranteed win for them. How much does that change it for you if they lose this weekend?
Not significantly enough to really root that way. You know, if you want to ruin all the fun, you're absolutely right. There's nothing. You're right. It doesn't. Fine, guys. It changes nothing. But I'll tell you this: when you look at the top, again, Dan Quinn doesn't do this, but this is what we talk about. We're going to have to go on the road and play a two seed, and the teams that could be are what: Minnesota, Detroit, or Philadelphia. Who's the preference there? Is the obvious one Minnesota, or is there really no preference? Or is Detroit now kind of beat up, and you think maybe Detroit?
That's a fascinating question that, honestly, I am hoping the first full week of January we get to open the phone lines on. But right now, the way I feel is maybe Minnesota, but that defense is so good. Maybe it is Philly, dude, but the realistic thing we have to, like, kind of prepare our minds is this is a playoff game. The other team's
really
going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the next few weeks, we catch no breaks, guys. I mean, I don't know if you realize this. Two of the teams we have to worry about in the playoffs are both playing crap New York football teams this weekend.
Yeah.
No breaks.
It'd be a great week for the Giants to show up and beat the Falcons. Michael Penix.
I sort of like the Jets. I sort of feel like Rodgers is doing this thing where just when everyone made up their mind that they were done with him, he's now going to, like, trick everyone into thinking he still got it. And I could see them being good against the Rams this week.
Just in time for his Netflix doc, by the way.
Oh, it has to. Dude, it's all part of the promo.
I kind of agree, man. Like, the way he and Devontae finally clicked last week, it'd be fascinating. Even if it's just a – I could you could you see Rodgers playing well enough down the stretch that whoever Woody Johnson hires is like, yeah, we're going
to
run it back.
There's something about him getting backed into a corner that suddenly starts playing well, because it happened with Jordan Love, right?
Sure.
He was starting to get written off, and then they draft Jordan Love, and he wins MVPs. Now everyone's saying he's not going to be back next year, and suddenly he plays well.
Well, let's just get one more week out of it. It would be really helpful for us.
Peter, thank you for the time, brother, as always, man.
All right, boys. Talk soon.
All right, see you. That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Congrats on the new show, ESPN New York Afternoons. Now, before you get to Peter's afternoon show, tonight, Thursday Night Football, baby, I got a Christmas concert this afternoon. I'm going to be home in time for kickoff of Thursday Night Football. And if you want to check out some of the same game parlay props on the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app. Now, if I was up to you, I might take a look at some of these anytime touchdown scores. If you listen, last week you had Courtland Sutton, Quentin Johnson, and Ladd McConkey all score a touchdown. If you roll that up together in a single game parlay, throw a little cash on it, that thing's going to make you rich. Here's a pretty simple one, too, if you want to check out for tonight in advance of Chargers Broncos. You go Bo Nix over 175 passing yards, Ladd McConkey over 50 receiving yards, and then you just take Denver to win on the money line. You parlay those three legs, and your total odds would be plus 275. That is pretty darn juicy. Listen, the odds and the lines are subject to change. You must be 21 plus and present within the state of Maryland or Virginia to participate. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We have a few items to take care of before the end of the program. Lanville, I won't be in studio tomorrow, but I hope you guys have a great party with Stevie bringing food. Number two, I kind of wish B. Mitch was here in Ashburn, because Lanville, so we are very, very lucky that the Commanders provide us food once a week from Chef Connor, and it's fantastic, right? And every once in a while, like, we never know what the menu is. We just get it, and then we eat it. And it's all fantastic. But the sea bass Chef Connor serves periodically is outrageously great, out of this world. And Beamish has been here before when it's served. And, Lanville, we know how much B loves sea bass, correct? It might be his favorite food.
Chilean, baby.
Dude, so Chilean sea bass. Chilean sea bass was on the menu today. I even showed it to Toby. I said, oh, man, this stuff is so good. B would be so excited. So Toby and I have to – we can smell lunches served. We have to finish a segment. We walk in there. All the sea bass is gone. Two pans of sea bass completely gone. There's not that many people. Some people absolutely loaded up on the sea bass, and there's none left for me, Toby, Fortier, and anybody else coming in.
Name
now,
names.
I'm going to just – I mean, everyone else that's here. So I'm just going to keep it moving with this. If B was here, I think he would legitimately fist fight somebody.
Probably 100% would.
Fortier doesn't need sea bass. He needs to get a little more meat on
him. I'm getting dirty looks now. I don't even know what I'm doing. Fortier needs sea bass? You don't think Fortier needs sea bass?
No, he needs to bulk up. He needs a little more meat on his bones.
Lanville says Fortier needs to bulk up. I might get attacked here. Kime said he only had four pieces. Kime needs to bulk up. And lastly, I heard some alarming news that Jeff Walker only showers once every 3 days.
That is not true. And what I said was, I have to shave every other day, and that's not fair. It's hard being a minority in this world not having hair.
To be clear, what he said was, I shower every other day. That's what he said. Then he's just trying. He's just doing some spin zone stuff here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's make some bets and get the hell out of here.
Ah-ha-ha.
All right, since I'm winning the week, I'm going to go ahead and make my bet. I got the Chargers money line over. JP, you're 0-2. Relax. I got the Chargers money line over the Broncos.
Jeff thinks you only have to bet every other day because that's when he takes showers.
Give me the Hornets -4 and the over against the Wiz tonight.
Damn, Toby was ready, huh?
I mean, that's an auto bet for me, JP, over in Wizards games, which actually hasn't hit as much this year.
Yeah, keep auto betting it. Great job. we do got the Wiz on tonight, Monumental, 7 o'clock. Here, Chris and Drew. They could win this one. They're at home against the Hornets. That's winnable.
Sure,
bro, it's winnable. I might have to bet on the Wizards.
Yeah, Landfill,
sure. What do you got?
Sam Houston State plus 3.5.
Ooh,
there it is.
What football, is baby. The Sam Houston State mascot?
45.
It looks like a paw on the logo. What is the Georgia Southern mascot?
They're like Eagles?
Aren't they the Bears?
Yeah, Eagles.
They look like a bird of some sort.
I think it's the Eagles.
All right. I am going, Landini, what you got the number, the total in this football game tonight? 41 and a hook?
It's the Bearcats for Sam Houston State.
Bearcats.
With
a K.
Yeah.
41 and a half, Landfill?
Sure.
Under. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Dave Zangaro. Thank you to Quan Martin. Thank you to Doug Kammerer. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg. Thank you to everybody that called in. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Hornets Wiz tonight. Chargers Broncos tonight. Hurricanes Caps tomorrow. Commanders Eagles Sunday. Going to be a fun weekend. Made it as far. Toby owes you a snack.